Well, the score says, don't you? Do you believe you've been in politics? I looked at the man, so I said, Solicitor, you may call it whatsoever you please. I said, but I think it's a man's privilege to say whatsoever he want to say. That don't make it so because he said it. So there's been about 38 head in there. And this man, all I know, he was sitting there at the table with a damn right. Just as a list to say, you can go. She never asked me nothing else. She never asked me another word. Well, I think it this way, that you can say what you want to say, but that don't make it so unless you could prove it. I couldn't say it for politics, no what else, or whatever. But I know the man was right because it was an unlawful thing that they were doing. And I didn't approve of it, but then I couldn't stop it.
If a boy or girl is going to school, say, what do you call him?
They say, if he's going to school? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I say he's just going to school, that's all.
And say, if he's going to high school, you say he's a high school...
High school student.
And what about if he's going to college?
Well, I see he's a college student.
He's still a student. And you say anyone born in the United States is called a what?
We call his home my birthplace.
And he's
because he could have been born one place and raised another.
And if somebody asked, well, what is your citizenship, what would you say?
Now, you got me on that. And what is my citizenship? Well, I know that I'm a citizen of Magnus County because I was born and raised here, and I'm a registered voter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And somebody say, well,
because I'm not a citizen unless I'm a registered voter.
And somebody say, well, are you a Mexican or Canadian?
Oh, no, I say, I'm just a Georgian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, born and raised right here in Georgia. Yeah.
When you're talking about black people, what words do you use to...
Doctors.
About black people.
Oh.
What words do you use?
I call them colored people.
Colored people?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you ever use?
No. All I can see is colored. Now, that's one thing that I noticed. That I look as if I did see one or two black people already in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it's just like you. He said, white. I said, well, he ain't white. I said, but that's what they call themselves. I said, because there ain't no black and no white. God said we were made from that sand. Now, we call sand, some sand we call black. But it ain't black.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we call white, it ain't white. I said, well, that's the way they got it. I said, but he ain't, so they call themselves black. But the reason why I say colored, because we have some in our race that look as white as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some white one because one came into my house working on my washing machine. And I look at that man up and down. He was a Popwell too. And I come out and out and wife and say, baby, is that a colored man or a white man out there? She say, white. I say, well, but doggy, we looked on me. So you see, that's where the trouble comes. It's hard to tell, but now that was said, just to degrade us. Now they claim that they got that name to call us niggers from the Niger River.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no such thing as that. Now the Bible teach me that the red race, the yellow race, is in the Bible. Now the red race was the Indians. And the yellow race, I say, would be the Japanese and Chinese. Now, the Ethiopian race is what we call the white people. But according to the Bible, he didn't make no white, neither black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No,
so, that's what I go by. Yeah, but I tell you, if you would give me the understanding, what is a nigger? Who is a nigger?
Well, I don't know. It depends on just about anybody that says it.
Huh?
Just about anybody that says it.